Welcome back. The first thing you'll want to do in today's lesson is walk to your kitchen, open up your cabinets and fridge, and take a very honest inventory of your food. Not right this second, of course, let's get through the lesson first, but that's what you'll be doing today. When I say inventory, I mean a real one. Get out a pad of paper and make an inventory of every piece of food in your house. From clean to processed, put it on the list. This may take you a little while, but that's okay. Now in the forum area, I have a place where you can ask individual questions about substitutions because there's no way I can predict what's in your kitchen. So to help you with this process individually, feel free to use the forum area under What's in My Kitchen to help with what we're about to do. Once you have your inventory together, I want you to sit down at a table with a glass of water, important to stay hydrated after all, and spend some time going over your list. Start with two blank pages. Mark one with a header that says clean and one with a header that says needs substitutions. The latter is important because I want you to see that you won't have to give up all your favorite foods to eat clean. What you will be doing is substituting those foods that are not clean for ones that are. In many cases, this may take a little forethought, planning, and prepping. For example, if you have Heinz ketchup on the list, you'll need to think through the ingredients of a clean eating ketchup recipe and plan in advance to have that ketchup on hand when you need it most. But before you freak out and start getting overwhelmed with the idea of making your own condiments, I want you to breathe and just trust that I will do my very best to make this easy for you. You will not be tossing out every piece of food you own just to make a $500 run to the grocery store. I couldn't afford that, and I doubt you can either. Unless you can, in which case, go for it. But for those of you who can't, which I'm guessing is the majority of you, we're going to do this slowly. I want you to understand that this is a lifestyle change. This isn't about starting a diet on Monday. I didn't start that way, and I don't expect that most other people can either. I hate diets. I've been on my fair share of them in my lifetime, and I really believe in the sensible approach over the radical all-or-nothing approaches that are popular in any new fad diet. We need to break the mindset that this is a diet, because it's not. This is about eating healthy for life. I know I've said that a bunch of times already, but I'll say it again and again throughout this course. It really is that basic. I could tell you nothing other than to look at every meal you eat and make sure it's all real food, and you could probably do this just fine. You really could. You may be shaking your head asking yourself, why did I sign up for this if it's that simple? But the truth is, it really is that simple, even if it doesn't feel that way at first. We are overridden and overwhelmed with processed foods and drinks these days. The signage is everywhere we go. There's no escaping it. From billboards on the freeway during commute hour to the ads you see on TV when you get home, they're everywhere. And it's no accident either. So I'm going to ask you to trust me here and just go along for the ride. So I'll stop here and let you take your food inventory. And in the next audio, we'll go over what to do with that inventory list and how to use that list to create your first clean eating shopping list.